This is supposed to be another El Nino year, say forecasters. That means warmer water over the eastern Pacific and likely a jet stream that moves straight across the U.S. from west to east. In most years, the jet stream dips to the south, allowing colder Canadian air to flow into the central part of the country. Mike Halpert is with the National Climate Prediction Center in Maryland.
With a pattern like that, we never are really able to tap into the cold Arctic air masses and bring them down into the U.S., so we typically have air masses that originate out over the Pacific Ocean, and those are much milder during winter than the ones that originated up over the polar regions.
Halpert says that means Wisconsin and the rest of the upper Midwest have a good chance of a milder than normal winter. He says the El Nino effect usually is felt around mid-January, so it's possible we could start off with a cold, snowy winter, only to see a warm-up after the first of the year.
Not saying to break out the Bermuda shorts or anything. It's still going to be winter.
I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.